You've got a friend here, sitting right here.
I sure do.
Yeah. Friend of mine, too, actually. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
For today's Keep It Local segment, we have Leslie Reynolds here with Awakened Healing. How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Good. I'm very excited to have you on. You are definitely a first of your type of business to be on here. So far, we've done a lot of like retail, some food service folks and all that. And now we have you here as, what would you say the official title is? Like energy healer, Reiki therapist,
yep.
So all of the above?
Yeah, all of those things. I'm officially trained in Reiki and Qigong, which are both types of energy healing.
Energy healing. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
Qigong is more movement-based, so moving energy by moving your body. And then Reiki is, you know, channeling and using my hands and my intention along with the person that I'm working with to move things out that are, you know, not serving their highest good, either when it's, you know, according to or in regards to physical, mental, emotional health, and then just pulling in more light, more vital energy.
All right. Yeah. So I can't wait to hear more about that. But before we do, I would love to hear more about your personal background and what led you to this career path.
Ooh, it's a journey. I would say back in 2013 is when my journey with energy and Reiki really began. I was in chiropractic school, and the type of chiropractic that I was studying was energy-based.
Okay.
So no actual manipulation. It was called network spinal care.
Okay.
And so, yeah, very, very interesting to be finding ways to get the spinal cord to adjust without actually manipulating the joints.
Okay.
So that's a whole thing. But that was the beginning of my journey into energy work. And life took some twists and turns.
Always does.
Yep. And yeah. I found myself looking for something a little bit deeper, something a little more spiritual to work with the things that I was going through.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it was my mom that suggested Reiki, or she had a friend who did Reiki. So that was my first time. And then it was just kind of weaving, you know, making plans and then having those plans, like little detours here and there, that just led me into what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Yeah. It came across my feed, I believe, on Facebook that a woman named Mickey, who owns Sensational in Faribault, she was doing some Reiki classes. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of when you're like,
so
start off as kind of a, you're helping yourself work through some things and you're learning about it, doing some classes yourself. And then you're like, hey, you know, I think I want to try and help other people.
Yeah. And actually in the beginning, it was still pretty self-serving. I wanted to be able to do Reiki for myself and my family.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, through my own healing, I discovered that I had a pretty natural gift in it, and I wanted to share it with other people.
You know, I think that's always, or I shouldn't say always, but I think that's a way that happens a lot, is people first identify a need in their own life. Mm-hmm. You know, they're fulfilling something or working on something, and then they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to just throw it out there to some friends and family, people in your close circles to see, and then it does. It builds and grows, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I want to make a business out of this, you know, and help people. And I think that's so cool. So here you are today at Awakened Healing. Now, is it just you, or do you share your space with other practitioners as well?
So my space I share with a woman named Tracy. Mm-hmm. She's another healer in town.
Okay.
Officially in the building, there are 5 different practitioners doing different things.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I share the building with 4 other women.
Because your space is right across from the Blast ice cream shop.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because it was a salon for a long time, right?
On one side of it,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Andrea with the Ritual Glow has been on the other side for several years.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how many, but probably 5, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you just kind of sharing that space, or do you and Ritual Glow kind of cross-collaborate to help provide services as they fit together?
Yep, all of us together.
Okay.
Yep, we do a lot of collaborating and referrals. mm-hmm. across each other's businesses. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So what would you say with energy healing? As someone, you're talking to me who I've never done energy healing or anything like that before. What are some of the benefits of it? And also, what does an appointment look like from the time someone's walking through that door? What can they expect?
Well, a full official intake. And so I go over all of the physical, you know, whatever's happening in the body gives me a pretty good indication of what's happening emotionally and mentally as well and energetically. Mm-hmm. So I will have them do an intake like I would for massage or anything else. And then I ask, you know, what do you feel like is priority? What's going on in your life right now? Mm-hmm. What are you feeling in your body? Typically where people have chronic pains, things that are going on indicates that there's something energetic or emotional happening there. So that we go through a pretty thorough intake. I spend a lot of time talking with my clients and
yeah. Get to know them and know what their needs are.
Yep, yep. And I explain, you know, working with the chakras, the seven main chakras, and the meridians and the spinal cord and the nervous system.
Okay.
Yeah. So I integrate all of those things through years of training and education.
Nice, nice. So what would you say is, in addition to like helping to relieve chronic pain, as you'd mentioned, what could be some of the other potential benefits of energy healing?
I would say the number one thing since I opened my business officially, which was 2020,
okay,
that it's really beneficial for anxiety and depression.
Okay.
Yeah, to bring ease into the nervous system to help people regulate and develop coping skills. In their physical body.
Because would you say that mental health can have more physical impacts than we realize?
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I know that my own personal life, even sometimes like when I am feeling kind of like anxious or whatever, it's like I feel it almost just as much as it is up in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, like the heartbeat, you know, like your heart can race faster and you can just feel this like vibration sometimes, you know, and you're like, what do I do with this energy? You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So would you have, like, how do you, maybe speaking to someone out there or who's listening, they're curious about energy healing, but they're just like, I don't know if I'm ready to like full on make an appointment yet, but they just want to learn a little bit more. Where could they do that?
I would suggest going to the Minnesota Reiki Association.
Okay.
Or there is a international one, I believe, Reiki Association. So you can find a lot of information there. I'm always open to having conversation.
Sure.
They don't need to book an appointment. Like, we can talk about it over the phone or meet for coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, anything like that.
Reach out to you.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And are your appointments pretty widely available? Like, do you have pretty open business hours? Or are they a little more selective?
I'm typically Monday through Friday. I do see clients sometimes on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I'm booking out a few weeks in advance these days. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So online, have to plan ahead a little.
Yeah, plan ahead a little bit. But I always tell people if it's, you know, you're in a, it feels like an emergency or kind of a crisis situation, that they can reach out and we'll see what I can do.
All right. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Were you going to ask something, Rich?
Just, it sounds like the, the community. I mean, if you're booking out, like, people are responding to this. People are thinking, this sounds interesting. And that's, I mean, Reiki, I had no idea what Reiki was coming into this conversation. And I'm going, wow, should I go see Leslie? I mean,
Yeah, it's a beautiful practice.
Yeah.
And it's available to everybody. That's what I love. Like, even in a session, if you're coming in not knowing anything, I can give you skills or give you things that you can take home to do on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessarily like, oh, this only applies to people like certain spiritual or religious beliefs. Or, like, it's nothing like that.
Nothing like that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. It's open for everybody.
Yep. Yep.
Very good.
Yeah.
So where, if folks want to find out more about you, if they want to book an appointment or even just do a consultation, mm-hmm. how can they get a hold of you?
All of my information is online. My phone number, my email. The website is awakenedhealingwithleslie.net.
Okay.
And booking can be done through that website.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
My business page is still there. I currently am taking a hiatus from social media, so temporarily.
Wise woman. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think you're alone in that at all. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. And any other parting thoughts you want to share about Reiki or energy healing or your business?
There are a lot of practitioners in this town. And so even if I feel like I can't help somebody, I know a lot of other people. I have a lot of resources who do this type of work, any kind of alternative and holistic healing. I have a lot of resources. So that's excellent. Really what I wanted to share.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I'm sure you, like anybody else, any service provider, practitioner, you got to find somebody who fits you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Comfort is very important with this kind of work because it gets really deep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, of course. Well, you know, maybe we'll have to have you on for some other segment where we can come back and learn more about energy healing and Reiki. I think it'd be a really fun topic to explore more.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I'll bring some friends.
There you go. Awesome. Love it. Well, thank you so much again. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.